Results out today show one in three Australian women are struggling with anxiety and they're not getting the help they need. The annual report by Jean Hales for Women's Health also shows anxiety is the most sought-after health topic among 18 to 35-year-old women. The Health Minister Greg Hunt says Australia is making progress with women's health, but more needs to be done. And as Mary Lloyd reports, experts say women's mental health should be a national priority.
And heels. And double.
At an exercise class for mothers, Sarah Gummison laughs along with other mums as they do their best to stay active. It helps ease her struggle with anxiety.
For me, the physical reaction happens very much inside. I can't quite breathe properly and I kind of just can't get comfortable.
Doubting her ability to care for her children often sets it off.
That feeling of pure incompetence.
Worry is normal in most people, but in a growing number of women, that feeling of fear becomes so bad it stops them from functioning. A survey released today by Jean Hales for Women's Health showed more than one in three Australian women struggle with anxiety.
The challenges are real.
Launching the report today at Parliament House, Health Minister Greg Hunt says more needs to be done to improve women's health.
For young women, the overwhelming message is they want and need more help on mental health and in particular anxiety.
Professor Jayashree Kulkarni says there's not a strong enough focus on what causes women to experience poor mental health and how best to treat it.
We need to actually be able to understand that women's mental health is a different kind of set of symptoms and consequences compared to men's mental health.
She wants more women to have access to female-focused health centres, better research into how hormones affect mental conditions, and greater appreciation of the multiple pressures on women today.
As a society, we cannot afford to lose women to mental illness.
Nicole Hyatt of the Centre for Perinatal Excellence says the treatment many women receive is far from adequate.
We hear where women have gone to their GP, for example, or a health professional, and they've said, well, you just need to get some rest.
Research from her centre shows more than 70% of women don't seek help until they reach crisis point. She says this can be a result of unrealistic expectations of women and by women.
That fear of failure or feeling like they've failed themselves as a person and as a mother is preventing people from putting their hand up or wanting to disclose and get help early.
Sarah Gummison is among the women who sought help. Now that she has a good psychologist, she no longer blames herself for the tough days.
You have to realise for yourself that it's okay to not be okay. It is okay to ask for help. It is okay to accept help. And I think as soon as you open yourself up to allowing yourself to do those things, then it just gets that little bit easier.
That's mother of two, Sarah Gummison, ending that report by Mary Lloyd.